Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Foulkes. I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus, and I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. But this past weekend, I had the privilege of being up at our Delaware campus, and as we're in our Now Playing series, I talked about the movie Greyhound. One of the things that comes up in the movie is this whole idea of making difficult decisions. And Moses, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, he kind of emphasizes this reality that human tendency is to overcomplicate decisions. One of the things we said is that faith is not always easy to accept, but it is generally easy to understand. In Deuteronomy 30, Moses says, listen, you don't say, I have to ascend to the heavens or I have to go under the sea. And what Moses is referring to here is that he knew whenever his leadership was done, he knew he was getting ready to pass away, that the Hebrews had been so reliant upon him during their 40-year journey over the wilderness that what they were going to say is, well, Moses is the one who went up to the mountain to get the tablets from God. That's where he heard from God, and no one else is doing that. And we can't hear from God without Moses. And how are we going to relate to God? And there was going to be this sense of spiritual panic that was going to set in when Moses' leadership was completed. But Moses will not have that. He says, oh no. He says, you don't have to ascend to heaven. You don't have to go under the sea. He says, the words are near you. Now, in Hebrew world, you know, the word really was near them. They had these things called phylacteries where they would take different verses of scripture that they were working on memorizing and that they were chewing on and thinking through. And they would actually tie them in a small box to their forehead or tie them on their wrists. And so Moses says, look, the word is near you. It's in your mouth. In other words, these tablets that I brought back down from God that you're worried you can't ascend up to heaven to get the tablets, he's like, I brought them down. They're near you. They're right on the tip of your tongue. And so Moses says, I have set before you today life and death, right? Good and evil. It really says, It's your choice. And I think a lot of times for you and me, we overcomplicate faith. We end up saying things like, well, I don't know. How can I know what the Bible says about this or about that? Or I'm confused about this or about that. And I would say, are there difficult parts of the Bible to understand? Sure. But generally speaking, if we would just execute the parts that we do understand, we don't really have to worry too much about the parts that we don't understand. Because throughout our lives, we're going to learn more about the parts we don't understand while we're doing the parts that we do understand. If we emphasize the parts that are very clear, the parts that aren't as clear, Moses says, those will take care of themselves. The way that I said it to the Delaware campus yesterday was, the secrets to the universe are in every hotel room drawer. The word of God is near us. It's right in our mouths. So instead of asking God, give me a spiritual blueprint that's going to make me successful in this upcoming decision, what we should say is, God, what do you want? And whatever you want, whatever door you open, I'm going to walk on through and I'm going to follow you. In 1 Corinthians 16, you know, Paul says a wide open door of effectiveness in ministry has been opened to me, which is great. We all think, well, that's going to be a big success, right? I mean, if God's opened a wide open door, but yet later on, in 2 Corinthians and in the New Testament, Paul recounts that, you know, he's been beaten with rods, stoned, left for dead, shipwrecked, bitten by poisonous snakes. I don't think we would consider any of those things necessarily successful, but all of which God used. And when Moses' life is done, Moses has had an incredibly difficult and wonderful life. And I think for most of us, that'll be the same. I'm going to pray that for us today as we have big decisions coming up, I'm sure, this week. And then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray. Once again, thanks for joining us. Father, I pray that you'll help us today to not overcomplicate faith. I pray, God, that you'll give us the wisdom that we need in the moments that we need them, and give us, God, the courage to follow even when we don't understand what our odds of success are. God, we don't want to accomplish stuff as much as we want to live in relationship with you. And as we live in relationship with you, God, we'll enjoy the successes, we'll mourn the losses, we'll probably grieve the failure some, But all in all, you're the greatest thing. You're the eternal thing. You're the one thing that we want. So God, before we do anything today, we just offer our lives to you. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray as we start today.